I will introduce our first speaker, who is Jess Sundin. On my right, many of you recognize her. Jess has been a long-time anti-war and international solidarity activist, actually since the first Gulf War in 1991. And as part of that, Jess has taken solidarity trips to El Salvador, Iraq, and Colombia. Jess helped to co-found the Anti-War Committee in Minneapolis, which is also a subject of repression by the FBI. And she was a lead organizer in the 2008 March on the RNC to Stop the War. She is also a member of Freedom Road Socialist Organization. And she was at home with her wife and 6.5-year-old daughter when the federal agents arrived at their door on September 24th. Please give Jess a warm welcome.
I'll just bring this down a little. Good afternoon, everyone. Before I begin, I want to thank all of you who've rallied around our case and supported the 23 anti-war and international solidarity activists who have all refused to testify before the grand jury meeting here in Chicago. I don't think I'm alone. I don't think I'm alone in saying I never wanted to cooperate with this investigation, never considered testifying against my friends and political associates or the organizations and movements I've helped to build here, or the people and movements I've worked in solidarity with around the world. I would consider myself a traitor if I testified before this grand jury. And though I would never consider that kind of betrayal, it means everything that I'm not taking this stand alone, that it's not just me, but I have 22 others who are taking the same stand, and that all of you are here behind us. So thank you for standing with us. For my part, I'm going to say a bit about how we got here, as well as what's new and what's coming next. And so I'll just jump right in. From the first minutes after federal agents banged on my door, it has been clear that we are being targeted for our political work. We have been targeted for our politics, our ideas, our activities, and for who our friends are. In the raids on our homes, they were looking for and seized political flyers, address books and sign-up sheets from events, photographs of demonstrations, and correspondence with fellow activists or anyone living in Colombia or Palestine. Apparently, these are possible evidence of a crime. We are activists with deep roots in our communities. We play important roles in leading not only the anti-war movement and international solidarity work, but also in our unions, in our college campuses, in immigrants' rights organizations, and in the Palestinian community. This case represents a serious attack on people's movements, not just us and our organizations. And that's why 256 people's organizations, just like UE, have responded with statements and actions supporting us. Not only is this an attack on the anti-war movement broadly, it is most definitely an attack on the Palestine Solidarity Movement and Palestinians and Arab Americans living here. The laws in this case have been wielded against Arabs and Muslims for decades, and especially against Palestinians. The government is trying to raise the specter of an enemy within to justify and clear the way for its wars abroad. And now the goal is to criminalize anti-war activists and international solidarity activism in defense of a foreign policy that has caused the deaths of tens of thousands of American troops and hundreds of thousands from Iraq to Afghanistan and elsewhere. Now, as some of you know, maybe all of you know, the first 14 people who were subpoenaed, those of us that got our subpoenas in September to appear in October, we all had a part in helping to organize the anti-war march on the first day of the Republican National Convention. Folks in Chicago brought buses. Those of us down in Minneapolis were, you know, directly, you know, in a practical way organizing that demonstration. We now know that the investigation that brought us here today began in the months before that protest, when the Anti-War Committee, a group that I belong to, was infiltrated by a law enforcement officer who went by the name Karen Sullivan. For 2.5 years, This professional liar came to meetings and social gatherings, no doubt secretly collecting thousands of hours of recordings. Along the way, she also joined Freedom Road. Officer Sullivan took a special interest in coalition work, using the Anti-War Committee to gain access to local organizations like the Iraq Peace Action Network and the Minnesota Gaza Coalition. She also took her job on the road and, using our committee's name, participated in the U.S. Social Forum in Detroit and more than once in the School of the America's Watch protests in Fort Benning, Georgia. We now understand that this person who pretended to be helpful was actually working full-time against us, collecting information about the organizations and activists we work with across the country. Her activities were not limited to surveillance. We understand that Officer Sullivan sabotaged a Palestine solidarity trip that she claimed to want to be a part of. Folks here helped to organize the trip. She was traveling with two women who are here and now have their own subpoenas too, Katrina Plotz and Sarah Martin. And in fact, Karen Sullivan never wanted to take this trip. And it was on her word that Israeli authorities denied entry to Sarah and Katrina. They weren't able to travel to the Palestinian territories and to engage in the solidarity trip that they had worked months preparing for. And then, in the words of this same liar, federal agents searched the homes of seven activists like myself, and seven homes. There are, some of us have partners who are activists as well, and the Anti-War Committee offices. They seized our property, and on her word, now 23 of us are being called before this grand jury here in Chicago. She lied about everything, about who she was, about where she lived, and certainly about what her job was. And I have every reason to believe that she lied to get the search warrants for our homes, that she's been lying to the grand jury that's been meeting here every Tuesday in Chicago, and that she will no doubt, should it come to a trial, lie in court. It's her activities that have caused a huge attack on our people's movement. But it's also the grand jury proceedings. These are attacks on our basic democratic rights, our rights to organize and to dissent, our freedoms of speech and association and travel, and that the government has poured the resources of a full-time officer for 2.5 years into sabotaging our work and undermining our movements. So what does the government say this is about? What sort of information is their super spy been trying to collect? They say they were investigating violations of the law banning material support to foreign terrorist organizations. I have to say, while I have some very interesting friends from around the world, I was shocked to read this on the search warrant at my house. Shocked. What are they talking about? Well, first, perhaps it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. None of us sent any guns or any money to the groups on the government's list of what they call foreign terrorist organizations. I don't agree with this list anyway, but as our supporters, you should understand that none of us have given anything that we might think of as material support to any of the groups on that list. What have we done? We've helped to lead the anti-war movement and to build within that a section of the movement that focuses on international solidarity and that chooses to befriend the people hardest hit by U.S. wars and militarism. The stories of these people, trade unionists, families, mothers of young children like myself, students, these stories never make it into the Star Tribune or the Chicago newspapers, or the New York papers. It's not something that people can learn about in the mainstream media. And so when we travel to Palestine or Colombia or anywhere else, we make it a priority to bring back the stories and pictures of people just like us who are under attack. The fact is that the knowledge of what's really happening in the name of, that our government is carrying around the world makes anyone a person of conscience. When you see someone just like you whose home has been demolished, whose family members have been assassinated and imprisoned, and you understand that your government has a role in making that happen, you become an anti-war activist. It makes our movement stronger, and that's exactly what the warmongers don't want. And whether they like it or not, I would have to say that I believe very strongly in our commitment to international solidarity, that it is both moral and righteous. I also there's other work that we've done in terms of solidarity. What kind of activities are we talking about? To be clear, we're talking about political support and humanitarian aid. Some of us have called for freedom for political prisoners. Some of us have published the views of people resisting imperialism in other countries. Some of us have sent token contributions to people's movements, organizations, unions, doing legal humanitarian work on the ground. Ours is like the work that has been done for decades in this country, those that were part of the anti-apartheid struggle in South Africa, those that did Central America solidarity work, Irish Republican supporters, people. There's a long tradition in this country of befriending the peoples of the world, not seeing them as enemies. And so the activities that we've done, or that some of us have done, are all just like that. They're the kind of work that people have been doing for years. But the prosecutors don't see it that way. First, we have heard that they are very upset that there was some fundraising done for an organization called the Union of Palestinian Women's Committees. This is a wonderful organization. It is a registered NGO with the Palestinian Authority. It is not banned by Israel, and it is not on the US government's terrorist list. Quite the opposite. They run daycares. They provide support to women refugees, and they work towards women's equality for Palestinian women. There is no reason that we should not support them politically and financially if we can. The work that we have done, the work that we defend and will continue doing, should all be protected, not only under international law, but even under the constitution of this country. The prosecutors are also very upset that some of us openly disagree with the terrorist designation that they've assigned many groups, many of the organizations around the world that fight for liberation. The search warrants focused in particular on the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. When the US allied with the apartheid regime in South Africa, the ANC was designated a terrorist organization. When the US was backing the Salvadoran civil war against its own people, the FMLN was a terrorist organization. Time and again, the government has taken the stance that freedom fighters are terrorists. And some of us can't accept that. We don't agree. We recognize these organizations as legitimately working to free their own people. Now again, I don't believe that any of us have sent them any arms or any cash, but politically, some of us do support the organizations that the government is investigating us for relating to. But if they pursue this prosecution, it is our very thoughts and our speech that are criminalized in this case, not material support. In a manner reminiscent of the McCarthy era, the prosecutors are also targeting Freedom Road Socialist Organization, which was named in the search warrants and in some conversations with our attorneys. Some, though certainly not all, not even close, of the individuals targeted are members of Freedom Road. As someone who is, I want to tell you a little bit about us and our place in this. First, if you are from one of the cities where we're active, I hope that you've met us. If you haven't, it's nice to meet you. And we should do a little more work because we're not a clandestine group. We're a public group. We have public meetings to talk about our views on the world and how we think it should be changed. You can find our views on the International World Wide Web, and not at some supersecret.org, but at frso.org. And on that website, it says, Freedom Road Socialist Organization is a revolutionary socialist and Marxist-Leninist organization. The members of Freedom Road are very active in movements fighting for justice, particularly in labor, oppressed nationality, anti-war, and anti-imperialist, and student movements. Freedom Road is characterized by our understanding of national oppression in the United States. Freedom Road is founded in 1985 with the merger of three groups that were born in the new communist movement of the 1970s. Perhaps that history of the new communist movement and that our roots coming from the 70s and certainly before, the traditions long before that, makes us very aware that the government is not okay with our politics. They hope to make the case, though, that somehow Freedom Road is separate and apart from the movements, that because of our views on problems in this country, we're somehow not fit to be part of the anti-war movement. As a fact, we are very committed to building the anti-war movement, and I'm proud of our contributions in that arena. And it's not just like maybe they might have a problem with it. It's come up already. Shortly after the raids on our homes, the FBI bothered my friend Jenny at her job. They came and demanded a meeting with her, and they told her that myself and others had infiltrated the anti-war committee and that we were manipulating her. If it were true, it would be a case of the pot calling the kettle black, but it's a dangerous lie. If people believe them, it would serve to really damage our movements, to divide us. And that's exactly what they hope to do, to divide and weaken the anti-war movement and the people's movements in this country. Of course, Jenny is very smart and didn't fall for this for one second, and instead spoke out right away against it. And the fact is, the FBI has been knocking on doors as recently as last week, trying to talk to people about us, who we are, what we believe, and what they know about us. And no one has been choosing to have those chit-chats. Everyone understands that the goal of the government in this case is to weaken and divide our movements. It's not just an attack on 23 people. It's not just an attack on a couple of organizations, but really it's a very fundamental attack on the democratic rights of all of us. So we certainly expect to hear more garbage coming out of the mouths of U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald and the others in his office. But I want people to understand, it's not like a maybe. I assume you're here because you understand. They want to indict people. It's very clear to us that, you know, we don't have any idea how many, but they've said we're pursuing multiple indictments in this case. We don't know if indictments will begin with imposing immunity on some who've received subpoenas, throwing us in jail if we refuse to testify, or whether he'll go straight for the jugular and start charging people, indicting people on these federal terrorism crimes. Once the indictments come in, Fitzgerald's office is likely to end their public silence. They've been very frustrated at how good we've been about getting our message out in the public, and they complain about it too. And they're not supposed to talk about us because grand juries are secret, among other things. There are many other things, but they're also secret. And so they haven't really been able to answer yet. But no doubt, once they break their public silence, Fitzgerald and company will try to convict us in the court of public opinion. He'll call us communists, terrorists, and criminals. What we are is people of conscience. We are mothers and fathers. We are students and trade unionists. We're you. And I know that's why you're here, and I want to tell you how much it means to us. We are up against something that's very frightening for us personally and for our families and those who and our loved ones. But it's all the more dangerous because of the attack it represents on all of us. So thank you for being here.